to JMI Wealth for a look at the business news this morning. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Tim.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, we made it through the first week, didn't we?
No, we haven't yet. We're still...
Oh, not quite. No.
Let's have a look at the house numbers that have come out from the REINZ.
Yeah. So we've been talking about a few international and domestic issues this week. Only fitting that we should end the week talking about the housing market, which is dear to all our hearts out there. Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, yesterday released their house price data for December. Now, Tim, we don't expect to see sort of material changes from month to month, but we do look for trends developing in the housing market. Now, that being said, the December numbers were quite notable. The final month of last year saw the lowest number of residential properties sold in a December month for 7 years. So December is quite traditionally, you know, quite a quiet month, but December 2018 especially so. So 5,330 houses sold in December. That's just under 13% fewer than a year earlier. But if you look at Auckland, Tim, the outcome was even more pronounced. The number of properties sold in Auckland in December 2018 was 24% lower than December the previous year. So that's the quietest December in Auckland in 10 years. Now look, we know the Auckland market's been quiet in terms of, you know, comparatively to the rest of the country in terms of volume and price movements. But you do have to ask the question, don't you? You know, are we heading for a slump in the house price market? Now, there was quite a bit of commentary on this yesterday, and I tend to agree with some of the sentiments that were expressed, that look, there are a number of issues that are supportive of the housing market. I mean, we do have a housing shortage because of the historic sort of underbuild. You know, you've got low interest rates, that's supportive of people buying houses. We have a very healthy employment market, so people are employed, they can pay mortgages, but Tim, we're also consenting 20% more houses than we were last year in Auckland. So there's going to be a whole lot of houses coming on stream, and this is Kiwi builds right in there as well, into a potentially very weak market. So it's food for thought there. In terms of prices, REINZ produces a house price index, and you've got a continuation of the theme that we've been seeing for a little while, which is Auckland sort of flat and slightly lower actually, down 1.7% versus the rest of the country, which is collectively sort of still making modest gains. I think the rest of the country up about 8%. So look, interesting data there, and we look very closely to see how that theme develops into 2019.
Okay, in other matters, let's talk coffee.
Oh, look, we've got to talk about coffee because there's a few things that are very dear to my heart, Tim. Coffee is right up there. It's right up there alongside wine. And then just to wind Mike Hoskins up every now and then, I talk about electric cars as well. But I want to talk about coffee. I want to talk about coffee in China. Now, this is because the Chinese collectively don't really drink the stuff. They've got a massive population and economy, but they represent only 2.5% of global coffee consumption. I reckon my coffee machine at home gets up there some days actually, but only 2.57% of global coffee consumption. So anyway, Starbucks is trying to turn the Chinese onto coffee, or at least in the Starbucks sort of version of coffee, you know, turmeric, decaf, ice cold, frappuccino sort of way. But there's a local company taking them on. This is a crowd called Luckin Coffee. And they're rumoured to be contemplating an IPO or selling shares into the Hong Kong market. Now, the interesting sideline here, Tim, is that one of the potential outcomes of this trade dispute between the US and China is that Chinese consumers are starting to make a sort of deliberate or conscious choice for local brands over American brands. It's almost sort of a consumer backlash. Now, Starbucks has 3,500 stores in China, which is kind of crazy, isn't it? Luckin has over 2,000, but they want to open over 4,500 stores in China. Now, companies valued at just over $2 billion, so it's a big deal. Now, they're looking to be easy, to be convenient, and they will deliver your coffee to you. Now, the other interesting thing here with this crowd, Tim, is the stores are cashless. There is no cash. Now, they're losing a bucket load of money. I think they're losing about $130 million a year taking Starbucks on. But it's going to be a fascinating battle, and it must be almost time for my morning fix, too.
And we shall watch it closely. More coffee news a bit later in the program. Let's have a quick blat through the numbers.
24,192 on the down, just on the Dow Jones, just down small. 2620 up small on the S&P 500, and also up small on the Nasdaq, 7049. FTSE 100 down 23, 6835. The Nikkei 20402. Shanghai Composite 2559. The ASX 200, they gained 14 yesterday, 5850. And we gained 50 points on the NZX 50, closing at 9070. On the currencies, 0.6746 against the US, 0.9410 Aussie, 0.5925 Euro, 0.5215 pounds, 73.57 yen. Gold trading at $1,291. Brent crude, $60.75.
Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. You get an opportunity to tease the real Mike. He's back on Monday.